So this week on Psycho Cycling, we're going to start with a story. I was at a race with Matrix and a rider came up to me and she said, "That makes no sense whatsoever." Those are the last words I heard as the cyclist I've been working with left for the start line. And I felt super disappointed. It's never a nice feeling when you don't quite convey your message correctly, but I knew that they'd changed their mind. The next morning I got a text. I get it now. What had I been explaining to this rider? What made no sense at the time and then suddenly did after the race? We were talking about demands. Now, not physical demands. Cycling's a tough sport, one that is probably the most physically demanding in the world. But on this occasion, we weren't talking about that type of demand. I was explaining how the frustration and anger we often feel during sport is due to a style of thinking that focuses on demands. Now, we all have experienced demands in the past. We'll experience them today and we'll use them tomorrow as well. Demands are thoughts that begin with I must or I should. So I must win this race. I should be performing better. I must play with confidence. Now, some of those might sound familiar, but you might have experienced some other variations. For example, we also have demands about other people. They shouldn't have cut me up. He must ride faster. She should get out of my way. We also have demands about how the world and life must be. The most common example of this is life must be fair. Races should be fair. Now, when we feel frustrated, our thoughts are often dominated by demands. A few minutes before, the rider turned to me and said, "That makes no sense." She meekly whispered, "I feel really nervous." I asked what thoughts were running through her mind, and she replied, "That I need to do well in this race." Can you spot the demand? If we boil that thought down just a little bit, we can see the demand is quite clear. I must do well in this race. I explained the ideas behind demands to her and she disagreed, which is fine. But let's look at the consequence of these demands. An argument can be made that this style of thinking can provide motivation, and that is true. When demands are less intense, they provide us with a sense of urgency and desire. Often though, they are too intense. And when this happens, it leads to anxiety and frustration. So if we think, I must do well in this race, then we create a very small window of success. The only way we leave the competition feeling positive is if we win. That's it. If we give an outstanding performance but finish 20th, it's a good result, but we didn't podium. And if we didn't do well, then we didn't succeed. We failed. We feel disappointed and frustrated. Demands leave no margin for error. If we think I must win, then it wouldn't matter if we finish in second place by half a second or by more than 5 minutes. We didn't win and therefore we failed. And from my own experience and from watching others in this position, once we feel that we have failed, we embark on a predictable and destructive journey. Oh, it's a rubbish race, I'm never going to be a professional. It turns into, why am I even riding? Which leads to, I'm not training tomorrow. Disappointment turns into frustration, which leads to low motivation. The demands we make can be motivating. They show us what we want to achieve in an attempt to help us mobilize and focus our efforts. But often they become too intense and they place the weight of the world upon our shoulders. And when this happens, it's hard to perform our best and that leads to a less than positive road. It's not all doom and gloom though. Once we can spot when we are using this demanding style of thinking, we can remind ourselves of what we are trying to achieve and what actions we can take to reach these goals. So here is my guarantee. Today, both you and I will experience demands. Can you spot them? Thanks for listening to Psycho Cycling. If you like this, check out more material at mindsetaction.co.uk. Thanks for listening and I'll catch you soon.